Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 89.
I want to thank you for joining me today for Table Talk. And if you would, subscribe yourself. And besides that, mention it to somebody. Said, hey, have you tuned in? Have you heard? Have you participated? And after asking that question of them, tell them how to find me. It's not too hard. There I am. And so pray that you'll enjoy it and they'll enjoy the Word of God too as we bring it to you a fresh chapter of the Book of Life every week. And pray it's a blessing to them. James chapter 3. You know, James is quite a man, recorded to be the flesh brother of Jesus. And we understand he didn't have a full knowledge of who Jesus was till the resurrection, but he became the chief pastor, the head pastor, lead pastor of the church in Jerusalem. And a lot of people enjoy what he had to say. Some people take exception to what he had to say. But what he had to say is what he had to say, and it's in the Word of God. And so we need to meditate on all of the Word, including from this man named James, who is a pastor of the church. Founding church, if you want to put it that way, of the move of God after the day of Pentecost. And so we see in James chapter 3, James chapter 3, beginning at verse 16, the Word tells us, and where envying and strife is, oh my, in the church, in the body of Christ, with brothers and sisters, you know, some people are so religious, but they just have so much of a critical spirit. So if anybody gets a raise or gets a better job or has a brand new car, and so maybe they might not say it, they paste a smile on their face, says, oh, I'm so happy for you. But then, you know, inside they're just grinding their teeth. It says, how did that happen? I'm better. I'm smarter. I should be driving a brand new car. I should be having a brand new house. I should be going on the vacations. Not them. They don't deserve it, but I deserve it. That's not right. You're holding on to something on the inside that's going to fester, become a sword, a sore to you on the inside, and can bring destruction to your life and to those around you. So some things you just got to let go. Give it to God. Say, God, I don't know how to deal with this. And so you're not saying it never happened. You're saying, I don't know how to deal with this. Help me. And so listen to this. Where there is envying and strife, there is confusion, which is not good, and every evil work. Every evil work. And so confusion and evil work can be in a household, can be in a church, could be in an office, could be in a building, could be among a people group, could be among a city, could be in a nation. I just look today at different nations that all of a sudden, they're topsy-turvy, the people don't like the leadership, and they have ousted the leadership, ousted the prime minister or the president, whatever the job is, and saying, we think we can do a better job. So wait a minute, didn't you put that guy in? Yeah, we did, but we don't like this, we don't like that, and oh, my goodness. And people say, but yesterday he was okay. Today he's not okay. What's wrong with him or what's wrong with you? And so we have to understand that it brings every single kind of evil work. But the wisdom that is from above. Boy, that's what we need. You need a dose of the Word of God. Get to the book of Proverbs. As a lot of you have figured out, you can read a proverb a day and read it every single month, the whole book of Proverbs, 31 of them, one every single day, every single day. Get that Word of God inside of you. Get the wisdom of God inside of you. It'll be life transforming. It really would be, because the Bible tells us that His Word is alive and quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. I mean, the Word of God is amazing. And what you need to do is get a hold of the Word of God, chew on those words, digest them, let them become a part of your life. Every single day living, from the time you get up to the time your head hits that pillow, consume the Word of God. It will be life-changing. Yes, in the middle of what is going bad, you could be connecting with your God to get wisdom, insight, information to what He wants you to do. Wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. Oh, man, if you got it, you got it. How do you know that you have anything if you have fruit in your life? Without partiality, without hypocrisy, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. A lot of people make claims about themselves, saying, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm a teacher, I'm an evangelist, or I'm an author, or I've been on TV, or I can move mountains, I can do whatever I want to do, I can do. And my father, Lester Sumrall, would just kind of fold his arms and say, all you have to do is just bear fruit. That a banana tree doesn't yell out all the time, I'm a banana tree, I'm a banana tree, I'm a banana tree. He said, no, it just produces bananas. An apple tree doesn't have to yell, I am an apple tree, look at me, I'm an apple tree. Now he would just smile and say, no, all it does is just produce apples, not pears, not oranges, not bananas, but apples. And so as believers, we don't want evil works tagged to our name and your name. As believers, we need to have the wisdom from above. We need to be peaceable with all men. And I know that can really hurt your flesh. We're talking about overcoming your flesh to live in the realm of the Spirit. Peaceable, gentle, easy, full of mercy, fruit. No hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. You think peace just happens if we go la, 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 la? Click your heels when you're in Kansas? Ain't gonna happen. It says you make peace because you put down the sword. And the worst sword that many people have is your tongue. But what makes your tongue talk? The intent of your heart. So you get your heart right, get your head right, get your tongue right, and then you can be a man or a woman of great peace. Thanks for being with me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.